Hello, a wil tussa igiri nismo how to gael idle hail. Well, ta dan urta going deep.
Yes, Tom Witt Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let nismo gaelge, agus nismo gluish.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form, and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, agus tuir talk yuk star bud craila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to How to Gael, an Acast production.
Hello, hello, a Corey Dat, August 14th. How to Gael, and the shaft and the shell, Lumsa Louise,
Lumsa Shiva,
August Lumsa Thurin.
Well, gals, consultative. Go on, Shiva, kick us off. Poor old Shiva Buck, though she teen.
No. Yeah, I'm a huge coveney if we go le horror clicking out. I've been really nauseous all day. I'm not pregnant. So the errands ain't you a.
Well, Neil is quitting.
No, I'm not pregnant. But Tommy randomly hates your teens. But look, you got to suffer for your arse with me. Try well.
Yes, you martyr. I love it. Yeah, yes. You committed.
Her son Nakusha.
See, she died for How to Gael there, and you should take notes.
Now, yeah. There you go.
I die vomiting.
She okay. Die roaring.
I die roaring.
Now that's Shiva's new Vimareg Sive Ihade Mar Chukata. And Shiva rediscovered that saying of I die roaring. She was saying to me,
I hope you die roaring. Roaring.
That was it. Yeah. That's a good one.
Gals, vi Aniha Gwyn Ihade Mort. We had a lovely night. We went to John B. Keane's Sive, like you said.
Yes. Beside Billy Keane. Yes.
Billy Keane and his sister Joanna.
Mark yeah. John B. Keane. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which hilariously. What was it? Louise, you might be related to him?
No, Neil, I'm going to Lesh, but his sister was in college with my mother. And then there's an O'Riordan family from the Stoles that it's probably some connection to me and you there.
Yeah. Oh, well, I spent a night in his bar there a couple of years ago with Dahi O'Shea. Very randomly, I tell you. If ever there was a time for a hoe, it was right there, yeah. We had a great night with so.
Toshiani asked, I got their hook shift for Yarrick. He was sitting right beside me, and as the curtain came down or up, the lights came down, you know, Nervi on Dramag Tosnu, he blessed himself.
Oh,
yeah, because Chavis Crush, just called Dasmer, like, no, they're no, I was the reflection yeah. of the Aher no Rodigant.
Very cute.
Yeah, it was Anias. Gals talk your own, I want to come and talk the chat. I'm not usually a Gironer.
No, we're the son of the suit.
Yeah, go on.
I have about. I don't even know the amount of arrogance. Ach, the glor pair of tights, can I have them? And I can't keep them without rips. I seem to rip every single pair of tights I have. I've gone through 8 pairs this week.
Now, I'm going to victim blame.
Go on.
What's the denier that you're buying?
See, I love a barely black, so I'm going for Cool Jug.
Yeah, it's kind of 90s chic, isn't it?
It is. No, it's brand new Jug of Holland, but I think you have to accept that they're going to rip per wear.
Per wear, like,
if you're wearing 10 to 15 denier.
But you know what, I'm sauce that if they rip per wear and I'm able to commit to that, but if they rip like per 10 seconds of being on your body,
yes,
that is
during the wear. Yeah.
Fight.
Yeah.
I feel like I put them on me and then they're just ripped straight away, like ASOC. Sometimes I can't even, do you know when you like do that thing where you kind of burrow your fingers into the tights to get it down around your toe and then pull it up?
Yeah,
I'm pulling it up, like, yeah, they're fader, already ripping.
Need fader if you eat a cur earth. Yeah, I guess how she'd stroke it.
Yeah, I know good say first world problem.
Look, it's on sale, Dacker Louise, you know. Well, Cush Garan Thogamse. No, not a Garan, more of a like Connor or Fain. I cannot say the words when I'm doing telly and it's in the auto cue, I keep saying it wrong. So it says All Ireland. And I keep saying, All Arnold.
What?
3 times I've said live on TV. And don't forget to tune in for the All Arnold. Arnold. I keep saying Arnold. All Arnold.
Could you say it if it was Ask Gaelge?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. I don't know. I obviously speak too fast. But whatever way I'm not reading Arnold. I'm just getting caught up over my words and I keep saying the All Arnold.
You should say All Aaron.
No.
Yeah.
Do you know any Gironagots?
No, but I have a scale which I told Shiva. She thought it was outrageous, and she said that I should tell it on the podcast.
It's bananas. It's absolutely bananas. Well,
okay, tell us what you think, because I was so shocked that you thought it was so bananas. I asked my mom and she was like, yeah. So anyway, we'll see. Right. So basically what happened was we had a work meeting in town last week, and the three of us were in meeting our manager, the cutest man in Ireland.
Shout out Eamon.
Eamon
the All-Ireland.
Yeah, and he also lives in Clontarf, so look, there you go. So
nobody's perfect.
Anyway, we were with Eamon and didn't I leave my earbuds behind me on the couch? So that was fine. I didn't notice. We actually ended up then, sorry, we went to the kneecap, the special screening of the kneecap film screening. After which was
Neil Gohan with the mock. I'm the Rafi. Thanks
be to God, we 40 minutes, girls. We've a lot to talk about. Yeah. So, anyway, didn't realise we were more then, and didn't realise that I'd left my AirPods behind me until the next day. No sign of the AirPods. So, check, find my iPhone, and they're over somewhere in Ranelagh. And I was like, what are they doing in Ranelagh? Like, nobody lives in Ranelagh that I'm, you know, was with last night. So, I put two and two together and realised somebody must have taken them. So I was saying to my mum, I was like, look, I'll just like call over to the house and see. And she was, she were all like, absolutely no. And I was like, look, my AirPods are there. I'm just going to call on the door. And they're like, look, if you want, because obviously you're a woman or whatever, we'll call for you. And I said, well, give me a ring because I can play the sound off the AirPods. And they said, no bother. So I had another meeting then, and this is on the Friday morning, and I went to my meeting a couple of hours later, no sign from the guard. So it was lunchtime, and I was like, Josh, fuck this. I'm just going to knock on the door and chance my arm. Drove over to the address, knocked on the door, and a really nice girl answered the door. I think her name is Ashling. I was like, Ashling, my AirPods are here. I like, have you any idea? I was like, I'm after tracking them here. And she was like, oh no, she was leaving to go to college. She was like, oh, come on in. No, they're not here. She's very nice girl. She's eaten a very nice Nutella bagel, actually. And ever since then, I've been craving a bit of Nutella. It was a kind of one of these college house shares. There's loads of people living in the house. And I think it was kind of split level. So there was a gang downstairs, a gang upstairs. And I could hear the AirPods ringing upstairs when I was doing the noise off them.
Came boom going on an AirPods in her currency glacker. Is it a vibration or is it like...
Oh, no, it's a tone like a da-da-da-da. Oh, like that. Okay. And you can ring the case. You can ring the left bud, you can ring the right bud, like, but, and it was an old house, but like I could still hear them, like they were way upstairs. So I was like, oh sure, I'll just go up there, will I? And she was like, I don't know if they're there or not. And I was like, oh, I saw a couple of girls in the window.
See, this, like, this is where, well, first of all, if Beige or Good Nenhin Knogger and Thurs, but if they said no, I'd be like, okay, sorry, bye.
Yeah.
But on Cuiger Hule to Suas on Styra Darren.
Well, I was shouting at Savisa does Suas and Styra. I was like, hi, girls.
Hula and Fuam.
Hula and Fuam. And I was like, Avisa Gum Grev Denegan Huasan, because I saw them through the window. And like, the girl had invited me into the house already.
Yeah. And sorry, Nisha Brownis, this is just pure mass.
Rude that she didn't offer you a Nutella bagel, though.
Very.
To be honest, we actually got on very well. And I'd say, had I hung around a bit longer, I might have had the other half of it. But anyway, I was like, sorry, girls. Excuse me. I was like, sorry, I'm just here. I'm wondering, do you have my AirPods? I can hear them ring, and like Hannah May Sus Ervar Styra, and like there's music pumping. And I was like, sorry, really sorry to disturb you, excuse me. And then Hannah Kha Kalina Mach, and like, oh, one of them had clearly taken my AirPods, and she was like, oh yes, your AirPods, of course.
I guess, and Revan Fum Fos
like Bula. Yeah, you could hear them, like, because they're the new AirPods. Yeah, like they were a Christmas present. Like, they were already a month old.
Okay, Darren.
So she was
the latest spec. The newest.
Like, I wasn't going forking out for a new pair of AirPods. Anyway, so she came out and she's like, oh yeah, your AirPods, as if she had been expecting me, and ran up to get the AirPods and came down. And like the two girls, like, oh, they had clearly been ignoring me the whole time, so they probably thought I was like mad, fair enough. And I was like, thanks a million, thanks so much for looking after my AirPods for me, I'll just take them back off you again. She was like, no bother, I found them on the couch. And like, so she worked in the premises where I had left them, and she's like, I just didn't know how to get them back to you, so I said I'd bring them home. But like, okay, yeah, clearly I would have gone back looking for them where I had left them. And I was like, no bother at all, thanks a million for keeping them safe for me, now have a great day. But, and then I left, and it, like, everything was fine. And the, I actually walked out with the girl who let me in. I was like, do you want to lift in? She was going to college. I was like, would you like to lift to college? I was like, well, like, if you lift in. She was getting Yeah, and she's like, no. And she's like, no, my bus is coming, and I said I'd meet my friend. So I was like, all right, okay.
I feel like that's the nicest way to break and enter ever, that you just...
Well, I don't know. I thought it was fine, but then I said it to Shiva, and she was like, that's outrageous. I think
just Larry and Shay on Diffriacht, either to us, they're in August Bader and Vertigoin.
Yeah.
You just come on Vioch and winning chin a gum like Dull, yes, into the house and up the bloody stairs.
Yes. Oh, well, the first thing I said was, geez, you're such a Virgo. You're such a Virgo. Like, yeah, incredible money and grip. It's just so ballsy.
It is.
Yeah.
And also, if I was getting a very hugely hostile vibe from the... I obviously would have been like, oh, like... And I was very... That's why I'm fogging my whole ass, because I was like... She's like, Joe, I don't want them to think now that I'm like, you know, a threatening presence or like, geez, anything like it. I was very conscious of that. Yeah. But now I feel a bit self-conscious.
No, fair enough.
Honestly, on Vortis Mo, if you're Gogum, so now, like, I want everyone to think I'm like cool and chill. So like, I'd think that they think that I was a bit desperate if I did that. So I'd be like, it's fine. It's cool.
Okay. Would you not think it's cooler just going, because I didn't overthink
absolutely
it? I think
just Larry, oh, and Shay, Keiko, Dearuk is thought to, and you're like, yeah, you know, you're straight out with it. You knew where they were, you went to get them, and like, they're on lay, all's well that ends well.
Yeah, okay. I just care way too much about what other people think of me. Like, I would want a thief to think I was cool rather than you just going in and taking what was yours.
That's amazing.
Brings us nicely onto our topic, Nishacht and Gals, which is how to keep a secret. So I'm curious to know, if you're so cool, Shiva, do you be breaking secrets and breaking trust, or keeping them or not keeping them? Because we've been keeping a secret, Gals.
Yes.
And we're going to tell you after this little jingle. Gals, we have got a ruin Ulvor. Yeah. August Fuyera, it is time. It's time to share our secret,
yes,
with the world.
Our new
August. Commoner Beach.
Yes, Commoner Beach. Go on, excitement. Louise, you are British and Chile. Yes.
Okay, so guys, gals, thems and theys and gales alike.
And gays.
Yeah, all of the above. Earbud thieves, listen up. We're doing a show, Bio!
Woo! Oh, we're very excited.
Ta how to go like Dol Aaron Moher, August Bemwood in Liberty Hall, live Aaron Stoicha, Aaron Ochtula, the Viabron.
Yes. August Bemwood, just Erbish, come on with a noun, on show, occur, os for Cora Mock, August Gamaisha, to show Merlin, and we're going to create such an amazing buzz, August Fwinov, August atmosphere. And Esperish.
And finally, yeah, How to Gael is leaving my apartment. Everyone.
Fantastic.
My smelly fridge, my loud flushing toilet.
We may bring the fridge. Mm-hmm. We'll make it an interactive experience, 3D. They can smell, yeah, it.
We'll put it on the rider.
Louisa's smelly fridge. We might have smelly cheese. Well, we know what will be on our rider, gals.
What?
Champagne and oysters.
Please,
okay,
don't,
sorry,
the oyster.
Now.
Oh, sorry, she'll
be rich. I'm going to let her suit.
Yeah, tell me to go over to MCD Lesh as well, which is deadly, because they are obviously the experts in bringing shows to the stage. And Tommy Agoberla, Eamon, fair play, Eamon, you're getting no endless shout outs here now today. Chulon show Hurlichela. So yeah, we're very much buzzing.
Yeah,
the tickets are on sale very soon.
Tickets go on sale this Friday on Ina Show on Neil Law.
Yeah, at 10 a.m. So we've the link up in our bio on social media. If you're not following How to Gael on Instagram, follow us. We have the link there in our bio. It's going live at 10 a.m. We're very, very excited.
Absolutely. And look, there's only going to be a certain amount of tickets, so get them while they're hot. Like, yep, please buy one. It's on a Monday night. It's going to be a lovely night out. Like, we're absolutely buzzing, obviously, mm-hmm, but we're all, the three of us, are working the morning after as well. So like, it is a school night, it's a work night, but it's also a great night to have a bit of crack. Erin Lewin.
Yeah. Yes.
Tog for Gore to Live by Deshgiv Bader Quelga Lowert, you know, by Tabar in Liberty Hall.
Yes.
So Rivray, Nuania, you know, by Deshgiv, you know, Matasha Robbie Borha, Fever Gwelga Lowert, you know, Matasha Wigler, Deshgiv the Quid Gwelga Lowert, this may be the one for you.
Mm, and also, actually, it's just around the corner from the Piper's Corner. And Laura Mela Sean Potts, I actually forgot to say that to you.
Oh.
Sean Potts Farity or Unair, the Piper's Corner. You can do all your business, Osgailga, going in the February. They're just around the corner from Marlborough. It's on Marlborough Street, just around the corner from Liberty Hall. And I told him to expect all the How to Gaelers coming in.
So a load of legends.
A load of legends.
A load of roidy legends.
So you'll be able to do all your business in the Piper's Corner, Osgailga. There'll be a bit of Kjol Chattashunta going on as well. So you never know, you might see us in there for a pint afterwards,
yeah,
as well.
Well, yeah, Sinead. August, just Lara, Ton Kyoncho, Emolia, Clea, Octar, Noe, Bavral, and Dul, Erin, Moher, Gyartlesh, August Dulga, Kundaya, Ella, August Karka, Ella, August Toctor Court, Cook of her Fod.
It's going to be How to Gael the podcast on the stage, but it's also more than that. Like, we've got lots of surprises. We've things we're really excited about. guests. We obviously aren't going to reveal who, but really special people that are, we're kind of shocked ourselves have agreed to join us. So amazing.
There you go. We've been pulling all the strings.
All the strokes, yeah.
Getting our little black books out and ringing everyone and begging them.
Our very thin black books.
Well, fond of Ekinchim. But please, if you can, if you're in a position to, and if you're up for it, come along. We'd love you to be there. And Biggie Lynn.
Yes! So exciting.
Okay, we've a few secrets left to keep though. So, topic Shin Gals, topic na shachtan na, conis ruin a chinol. Are you good at keeping secrets? Are you secret keepers? Do you like a secret, Erin?
I hate secrets. I'm much better at keeping them than I used to be, but I'm still not great. I feel like there's levels of secrets. There's levels of secrets, but
And what levels are you good at, and what levels are you bad at?
I mean, as a general rule of thumb, I'm bad at them all. But when they are serious and when they are like, you know. All jokes aside, like obviously if something is important, you can keep it a secret. But I'm not great now, to be honest.
Do you think secret is a dirty word? Is it a bold word?
I don't know. See, and I think this is a good topic, Gorshiva, because as I said, she's quite mysterious.
Ooh. So Gasmar, Dorthos on Loft, we are there in good gap and see Gumish on a while, come out of rune. So Kermit Test, good Ken the McCord is far Ashley. And I go, am I going to keep secrets? I'm doing a podcast on it this week. And he goes, are you messing?
Oh, really?
And he was like, you literally told me this girl was pregnant. You told me this couple broke up. You outed this person to me.
See, I think on Rod, Lynn Illig is there even Lynn on Goss. Yeah. On Gossip, August and Chat Capuinta. But then you're right, there is levels.
There is levels. To Anna Vasigum, Ardina, like, I have confided in people that, and like, to Anna Vasigum, when I know that it's not going to go any further, and like I've had conversations with Dina, actually unsuspecting people, and I'd be like please, and I know when I say to them that like I know that's not going to go any further, and talk Karate Church Fegum Nadina, and like you know, those really deep conversations, and like I'm like, oh, I will take that to the grave. Yeah. Do you know, but you know, not really something you go into, like, you know, you just,
so do you know, forget when about there it. So it's been through a core all of dinner, right, like you're having a chat DMC and someone says to you, okay Darren, look, like I'm going to tell you this, but please don't tell anyone. Like seriously, swear on your life you're not going to tell anyone. What is the level of expose that needs to be for you to keep it a ruin, or if we ruin?
Oh, it would like, oh come on, like when somebody's saying to me like, you know, okay Durham, please don't tell anyone I broke up with my boyfriend, you'd be like, okay, like I'm not, Joe, like you won't say anything for a while, but it's not really something very serious, because
it's
like
not crown jewels, like,
yeah, like that's going to come out anyway, or like I'm pregnant, don't say, I'm actually holding on to a little pregnancy secret for someone at the minute, sorry, Shiva, you're very
touchy. We're going to start. I was like, roll off the pregnancy jokes,
no.
Please.
Oh, no. One of my other good friends, I just haven't told you about it because
just said it on a podcast there.
No, they asked me not to tell anybody.
That's how good she is at keeping it.
That's how good. No, but like, that's going to come out eventually. Like, probably by the time this comes out, that will already be out. So, you know, it's not really something you have to be worried about. But like, all right, Gran won't say anything for
because
a while.
Because Dini Oraha, though, and I know that I have friends that are like this, or I know people that are like this, who would be highly insulted and actually probably never talk to another person again if they broke that
level
confidence. Yeah, if they were like, look, I'll tell you this, but promise you'll not tell anyone else. You know, I think Time Shiro, Luce Lemo Young Guy, be like, I tell everyone everything anyway. Yeah. So my friends know, as a rule, don't tell me something.
Yeah.
Because it's not even that I'll break it as a secret. I just get so excited knowing something that I'm a terror for keeping it in. It just all comes out. Yeah, I can't lie and I can't keep secrets.
But I think they're very benign. Sorry, Shiva, I'm cutting across you there. But I was going to say, they're very benign. Like, that's not a really very serious secret. Like, Joe.
Yeah. Actually, if you Cooper a Rogum, so Overhain, I'm horrendous at telling secrets. I tell everyone everything almost as soon as I get the information, because because like I said, I want people to like me, so I feel like it's an exchange. If I tell them something juicy, they're going to like me more. But in fairness, like that's what the invention of gossip was about. It was literally, it's an evolutionary trait. If we were out as hunter gatherers, and if me and you bitched about Louise, me and you would be able to count on each other a little bit more. We'd have a little bit more security in our tribe. It's literally an evolutionary trait. Okay, now that I have that defended, so Ryan Truin, I am very good at keeping, but they also, for me, they have kind of it's like they have expiry dates. So if it's not if it's not a really big secret, I'll probably tell it between like 1 to 2 days. If it's a bigger secret, it might take me a week. If it's a really big secret, I can keep it for like up to a year. So it's like I have a category in my account. But if I told someone a secret and if they told someone else, knee vein crusta, because I'd be like, yeah, grand, I'd do that.
Yeah, okay. Well, shingamann.
So take a mate.
Shingamann. Yeah. I love Keiko Lauder's thought to either like Stancer and Rudshaw, because I think it's a great area. Secrets are funny things, like, and it depends. Branche are like the person that Huma, like, are you a secretive person? So, like, even for Ruddy Banusaka, like, let's take passwords, or like, for example, I'm a terror for leaving my emails logged in at work all the time. I could have anything in my inbox and I just will forget to log out of a computer. August Nivi and Ro Vorha, ach Tahana Gomardini and me and really Borha, and keep their passwords, keep their details. You know, they're very private and secretive with like their Olus and stuff that might be.
Yeah. Oh, what does Kasulishin?
No, I'm dreadful. Tried it all. I literally have gotten texts from people being like, Louise, the computer is still logged into your email. Will I log you out? And I'm like, oh my God, yeah. August, like in Nurig, it might have been like on my Google, and my Google Drive had like the Excel of the breakdown of the wedding.
Oh my God.
See August stuff machine, which I am secretive about. Yeah. But maybe, again, it's, I don't know.
Yeah. Do you know, it's so funny. Something like that now, I'd be like, I wouldn't think twice about putting it or leaving it there either, because I'd be like, it's so unsound if somebody reads that. Like, I'd be like, that says, like, what kind of a fucking psycho would find that and read it or go through it?
But I think it's a human nature thing. If you see something, are you like,
no, I'd have no, I'd be like, I'm so self-involved that I actually just would have, I'd be like, oh yeah, right, whatever. I wouldn't.
Shiva, what about you? Like, if you walked into a colleague's IFIG and the emails were open, they asked you to X out of them, would you take a little sconce?
No. To me, on a word, look, I like Kirsty, like on Rud Kjartla Denna Visivna Ibra, Margaret Bonnestorme, you know, on like, like,
love actually that you've differentiated between a Sivna Ibra, August, Rud Parsonta. So let's talk about partners' phones.
Oh, God. Oh, no, I wouldn't go near Carl's phone. Wouldn't dream of it. Wouldn't have any reason to. Like, I know his passcode to his phone, and like, I'd pick it up and take a photo. Most of the grocery and Kionis Congri, though, but like, there's no secrets on shit, like.
And you wouldn't be curious ever to have a little browse, just a little flick into the WhatsApp app, scroll through.
No, Marlarian Shishin just knock will trust a gut onto.
Oh, I've definitely looked at a partner's phone. I have definitely looked. Yeah.
Into the tactic, like into the messages.
I wouldn't go, I wouldn't go reading somebody's messages or anything like that. But like, I've definitely looked.
The Google history, is it?
I'm trying to think even now. No, I wouldn't go into somebody's WhatsApp. I also, I wouldn't be fucking bothered. Like, honestly, I think it just comes down to I have looked at someone's phone. I haven't like gone through like messages of somebody, but like, you know, like search history or something, like Instagram, like.
I wouldn't.
I think it's a very normal thing to be curious. Like, I think that it's, I don't know if it necessarily is like you don't have any trust. I think it's more of like a curiosity thing.
But
you're not like Laura Gainrod. It's just thought to Fisro.
And like, and it's ding to go huskle toes current in it, Ella.
Either A or like.
I've had my phone like, you know, like your partner could be looking at your, or like, but like, sorry, it's like going through, it's like such a. As if it's such a like callous thing, like trying to catch you out. Like, just be like, Joe, you know, like if your phone is like, are they like, oh, sure, like what's like, do you know, I don't know, like looking at Instagram or something.
The phone.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, Neely and I become like Mafarty, Usoid to my phone, but Nisha and Kesht, it's like,
oh, going through your phone so systematically.
How would
find.
You feel, Shiva, if you came into the living room and Cahill had your phone in his hand and he was going through like your WhatsApps, and maybe he was in like your the How to Gail WhatsApp group having a snoop at what we were saying, calling him a sexy man. Shout out, Colin. We know you know.
He doesn't listen though, he won't hear.
I'd be very confused. So I'd be like, here to our shoelagush. Like, and better Moss or the grocery, like, over me, Glurug on Beelin Shin, a Wooluck doing. I'd be like, okay, fair enough, you know. But like, Moss or the grocery, just like, a Glurug. Or what have I brought new? I'd be like, care to the right.
I think a partner who's very protective over their phone has something to hide. Like if they're if they're not happy with you having their phone in your hand, then it's like, you know,
if they're a face down kind of phone,
Then
well, there's Rodig and Eilish in, isn't there? They say if you're more trustworthy or something if you are on a date and you leave your phone face up, but if you're someone who
not on a date
or just be in a sea like a mortgage, let the phone like say with the face down,
yeah,
you're keeping secrets. If it's face up, you're, I don't know.
Do you know what? I think it's so this turned into a phone thing now, but I hate when people, when I'm in my company with one-on-one with somebody and the phone is on, like I would be like, no, that's so rude, take it out of my pocket or out of my bag. I would just leave it there because I'd be like, no, like, do you know?
I guess it's Malaman no show, Martha Ryan Court Agam said, I just oof off, I could pick a season phone, I guess like, then if pay or the lower beta, Sprawlman no show, got in a phone she is, and in Cage then a lesson vote, and pick a season, because she'd eat us and Cade round
that. Yeah,
Byron Shinny Enough now and Cade round.
Yeah, because so on to work on it. Cabrielle's search history then, are you ones to be deleting your bits?
Oh, God, no.
No.
Kurt thought.
Would you be secretive with, like, I don't know, sometimes, okay, I have to admit, I would be secretive when it comes to like ordering bits and pieces, like, so if we're a gear at
your spending habits,
have bad spending habits, and I know if I'm like a Jane of or the Orlina for AD and it's something ridiculous like Ladani, so do you know Nervia is there on today's show, if anyone tuned in, thank you very much. Anyway, I needed AD Nua and I spent a ridiculous amount of money on a designer website.
Erin Guna Shin.
Erin Guna August Kenny, me two piece come on. But Murphy's Law was anyway that near Honig and Precaution now, so it never came at all. So it came on the Monday. I was on Monday and Tuesday. Honig and Precaution and Lewin, and then Declan drove it down to court to me Monday night. So sweet, cute. Right? Oh. But obviously Lesh, like Lesh and Moscow be like an advil, like a cockroach. I was hearing calling the Iacher because it was coming from Harlar. And he was like, what in the fuck? So obviously I'd lied to him. Maybe this isn't secret, it's just lies. I was like,
but she's not an egg seal, Louise.
You know, I was like, yeah, I bought a few bits for the telly, but like not revealing the full amount. Obviously I'd lied a little bit. I was like, got one or two bits.
Little white lies that you're spending is very different to keeping secrets. Yeah. I think
And also, Joan, you know, another thing is, here's a big one. Withholding the truth from somebody is a lie. With like not telling someone, not being upfront about the truth, being like, do you know, like purposefully skirting around, being like, I'm just not yes. going to tell you. You're lying.
And then there, well, I didn't lie.
Yeah,
but you just didn't tell the truth. Like, I mean, Gok Rail took the real.
Yeah.
And then is there like a thing that like, it's not keeping a secret, or it's not withholding information, or telling a lie. It's just not bothering making a thing out of it because you know it'll only cause upset eruption. So you just. You don't bother talking about it or bringing it up.
No, I think Will Ruddy Gwilshay actually needs far gone either raw. Not like
Tour Samptadun.
Oh God. Dort than Egan Rodegan must look for the farty. Dort Carolat, Rodegan must look for the farty. They shouldn't have said it. It was an inappropriate thing to say. But probably on this massive of Athol yet, if not that a rash could say around the farty.
Fair.
Isn't true. It?
Yeah, you know, fear.
I think that's a
And it's not keeping a secret, but it's just keeping
It's you're saving someone's feelings there.
Yeah.
Not Shin that Simmon. Any of my friends would say anything bad about Colm, but you know.
But Shoradella, right? Because I used to be a massive oversharer and used to say, Rudd the time I foul him, Yalarm Hain is. Now, look at this now. The two women on the phones when I'm trying to tell my story.
Excuse me. Well, you're actually Kyontuk and Colm.
I can't believe that now. And that's a secret I'm after telling all the listeners of the podcast.
This is my title that I'm like pre.
I'm trying to call in sick to work tomorrow because I vomited three times last year.
No, in fairness, you did. Okay, fine. You're forgiven.
You're all over there and give out to us again. Come on. Okay. Feeling characters.
I was going to say, I was so guilty of being an oversharer and had no secrets with like any of my good friends, or like I tell my family everything, my mom and dad, my brother and my sister, and like actually it wasn't very healthy for me because I'm not giving myself the chance to figure out how I feel about something, and I couldn't regulate my own emotions. So if I was upset about something at work, or like a row I had with my friend, or like in your relationship or something, I'd come home and be like, oh, like this is after happening, and I'd be upset, and then I'd wait for one of them to regulate my and be like, you should do this, you should do that, or whatever. And then like realize like that's actually like I wasn't making my mind up about how I felt about anything. I didn't have any secrets with anyone.
If you threw fun at Erhu Nakinti out of it, like almost.
Well, yeah, like they would nearly treat in Korosh and Vehagum low. I could figure out how I felt about it. And then I realized, I was like, okay, hang on a minute. I'm a 30-year-old woman and I can't deal with any situation by myself without being like, you know, constantly relying on having to talk through with somebody. So actually something I've learned in the last year is like to keep more secrets, I wouldn't think, and just like figure out myself how I feel about something. Because also like the people that you're telling, like, okay, they have your best interest at heart, obviously they love you, but like they're not in the situation, they don't have that relationship with a work colleague, or they're not friend, they don't have the same friendship with that person. So like they of course straight away jump to your defense, but like they only know half the story. Like, what is it? There's three sides to every story, isn't there? Yours, theirs, and the, and the earring is
something. Actually, I'd love to ask you about. I can be really loosey goosey, like you. I'll tell everyone everything. I'm kind of like wear my heart on my sleeve. But sometimes I do myself a disservice by telling people so much, and I'm like, Louise, you need to be more shrewd. Like, and I observe people who are so shrewd when it comes to like. Stuff eyebrow and Roddy Marchinda, and they keep kind of stuff under their bonnet in a way that they have, they're protecting their own best interest, and it's not good. She's like, it couldn't all ruin the Wainrod. It's just like they're a bit more shrewd than
I'm such an oversharer, dear Kasulatsa. I really have to watch what I'm saying. I will like tell people like the rate I got paid for the last job, you know, when I shouldn't do that at all, you know. I shouldn't wait until see what they've offered me, but really Kasula, you know, I'm oofos a commercial impression.
So how to be more shrewd.
Well, I think it's stepping into your own authority as an adult, and like especially as women we all overshare anyway, like, but you know, stepping into your own authority and being like, I can make this decision or judge this situation for myself without having to ring up Louise or Shiva and be like, oh, you know, such and such was mean to me, or what do I do? Do you know, I think there's a bit of that in it.
I agree. What about the thrill of knowing something juicy and secretive and wanting or being able to share it? Do you get a thrill from that, being the person with the ruin?
Oh yeah, there's nothing like going to them being like, do you want to hear something secret?
I know. Can I tell you salacious something? If it's harmless though, if it's something like really fucking stupidly harmless that like isn't really that big, like, you know, it's a bit of salacious gossip, but like it's not going to impact anybody's life.
Salacious is a beautiful word, isn't it?
Well, Shugathorpe Ricardo, he was like, I love you for it because you give me all the tea. He was like, but you do not keep any secrets.
This is a brilliant article that Chiva sent into the group, and I think it.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Will keep us on track when it comes to secrets. So there are 38 types of secrets, and apparently out of these 38 you're probably keeping at least one, but the average person keeps about 13 of these. Okay, so I'm going to run through them as soundly, and tell me as we go through them if it ticks a box for you, if you've kept a secret about this topic. Or
now the critical shot Harva Parson to just Morales.
So don't share anything. Be shrewd, gals.
Yeah, be shrewd. Okay.
And also if it's illegal, like bather, not backlash. Ivra Hain, have you kept a secret about hurting another person emotionally or physically?
Oh yeah, Bader, like Gumma Hukonuk,
Okay. Illegal drug use.
Next question.
Habit or addiction? Habit or addiction?
I've kept a secret about other people's, like, other people's secrets. Unfortunately, I'm way too transparent to hide an addiction.
Habit or addiction as well. It's gas. Do you know, weren't that? I think it's a really Irish thing to do. If someone is like gymming all the time, they lie about a new habit. You know, if they're like, oh my God, you're looking so well. You've like, you've lost a load of weight, or you're gymming loads. And you know, they're like, is that kind of like a secret? Yeah. I don't know.
It's kind of like the leaving cert one, isn't it? Oh, I'm not doing any study. Yeah, like I'm hiding that. Yeah.
Okay. So theft, any kind of theft?
Yeah. Sticky fingers, I guess, through the egg or like.
I once robbed something from Little when I was in college, and we felt so guilty we dropped it back. And
in
you know
college?
What it was? Yeah. What was by accident. Actually, it was an accidental robbery. It just was like, would you know the way, do you ever, when you're doing your shopping, like take a box and like use the box? In under the Mall of Laastoch. So there were like two little running headbands that were like in the corner of the box when we went to unpack it and we got home. And we felt so bad. We went back to like Little and wherever, Bishopstown and Cork, and dropped back the two headbands. Anyway, I wasn't a great thief. wouldn't have got on well with the AirPod girl.
Too honest for your own good, Louise. Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever kept a secret about a traumatic experience?
I mean, like, go home on ruin there? Probably not. But, like, I don't go fucking spouting it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm just thinking about this. I'm actually thinking I'm actually great at a secret keeper because I have loads of secrets of people. People have confided into me that I would never I would never utter again. No, I have no secrets for myself. It's so annoying.
Well, we're only Lashley through than Lisa, though. So come on. Okay, have you ever kept a secret about a lie? Have you told a lie and kept it a secret?
Yes.
Yes, I think the witch in down there.
Big time. Jesus, I'm fucking 6 for 6 here.
I actually have to say though, I have a really weird thing with lying. I find it like it eats me up inside if I tell a lie, even if it's something really small and stupid. I lose sleep over it. It's so fucking stupid. My uncle Pather, my mom's brother, like always just thinks it's like the worst thing you can ever do is tell a lie. I know.
Do you know what happens to me if I'm in this situation? I get caught out in the lie.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a terror. Like, I will talk myself. I'll think I'll be talking around it.
Yeah.
And I'll just talk myself into getting caught out. So, Godonna, Arish, like, don't tell me anything if it's something that you want me to keep secret. Okay, romantic desires, girls. Have you ever kept a secret about cricks or desires you have? Come on now.
But you're like, Ilethini. You know her and Iblinta. And, like, you never... Actually, no, I'd always make it known, no, don't mind me.
I just feel like I'm an open book.
Okay. Sexual infidelity?
No, Jesus.
No, Miss Achnerd. Have you ever kept a secret about somebody you know cheating on someone else you know or with someone else you know?
I was in that situation once before where someone cheated on someone that I knew and I was like, I'm not going to say anything, but like if you don't say something, then I will.
Oh, Mahu, I think that's embalic. Is far le playlish and can also even a shit.
Yeah. Because I, like, don't make a liar out of me. You can lie all you want, but don't make one out of me.
Okay, Mahu, Shiva?
Oh, God, ni rihin ain't lum, but I'd say so. But, and I don't know, I'm vain co shrewd latza, because I, do you know what? Yes, that did happen, but ni rev misha, I wasn't close enough to either of them to insert myself.
John, I hate that when you're like cheating adjacent and everybody knows of the cheating except the person, and it's the most, because you just, I also think that's just the worst emotion that you can feel for someone is pity. And wouldn't you hate if someone pitied you?
True.
And I just think that, like, as women especially, like, wouldn't you die inside if you thought you
I
were
think
the
Aaron
person?
Flip side the shin on Kandana, like, the most amazing traits that people can have, I think, in life is empathy.
Yeah.
I think that when you feel pity, you should stop yourself and be empathetic, because I think there's always a couche to achrod.
Yeah.
And I would try to avoid feeling pity and try to empathize with the person.
That's really dastardly.
But is pity not being really empathetic to someone, being like, oh my god, you creator, like, you know, I hope you're all right.
But I think creator is pity, like, yeah, you poor thing, but also, oh, I pity you, god love you, that's
empathy
all.
Is, oh, but you never tell like, someone.
No, I know, but empathy is putting yourself in their shoes and a raw, like,
this is shit, it's not your fault you're there. Being empathetic for someone's plight,
yeah, it's like, yeah, I know, feel their feelings.
Yeah, I like really strongly feel like someone's feelings, or like, you know, like if I felt sorry for, or like, you know, I'd nearly take it on myself, but like, you know, like, because like you feel such strong pity, like, you know, sorry, I feel like pity is coming across very negative here.
Byron brand new suits na courteous ifigul for the
look up what pity means.
I think Reverend Carish got there in March.
Yes,
yes. Pity is a noun, and it's the feeling of sorrow and compassion caused by the suffering and misfortunes of others.
Right again, you fuckers.
So compassion would be kind of very empathetic.
Compassionate.
Whereas empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another.
Yeah, I think I'd be guilty of that.
I suppose they're two prongs of the same fork.
Yes.
Right, let's go on.
Let's ladderize down here. Okay, have you ever kept a secret about a marriage proposal for anyone in your life?
This is hilarious. My cousin was getting proposed to, and I should probably not tell this story, but I've been in scenarios, yes, when we all know they're going to be proposed to and they don't know yet, and it's hilarious because you're just
Shin Co Dacher.
Yeah, Co Dacher, but also so exciting and Gurgachtan, because everyone's just dying.
Buzzing,
to,
yeah. Near Misha Reef to see Shin, because people know I tell the secrets. Yeah, so Misha, no one tell me that.
A family secret. Have you ever been sworn to secrecy by your family?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the family is a circle of trust, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Shin Farrell.
Yeah.
Fair all, do we all agree on that one? A hidden hobby or possession. Is there something you own that you would never tell someone about or have a secret little, I don't know, box of kinks, Stephen O'Rourke. What's under your bed?
A few book plugs.
A few dust bunnies. Just dust bunnies, not actual bunnies. Gosh, no. Neither one of Will Ainrud, like, not vain, kind of sauce the galore, a raw sword. Oh, yeah, I am an owner of one of them, you know? Mm.
I think we're way more vanilla than these questions would allow for.
Well, let's land lesh anyway. We're, like, I don't think we're going to get through all Chuck a Hooked, but I'm going to Kyokamak Kyanago Ella. Have you ever kept a secret about a hidden belief, something you feel, politically, religious, views about social groups or prejudice?
I wish I could keep my mouth
shut. You're on a vocaler pod.
Well, as broadcasters, you know, you're not really supposed to let any of your political beliefs seep out there, sure you're not.
Yeah, but yeah. No, thank you, Artigut. And I think, but like, more thought if we Conra than Bader, but like, also, like, I want the world to be a better place. So Tommy Kun got here out of Shunny, and if that's through being a bit vocal, then hopefully I can do that.
Shiva, good for you, Tommy.
Fair play, this. Yeah. Well, anyway, gals, to sum up that lister that we didn't get fully through, just for you to know a little, Fearic, is that the most common secrets include a lie. 69% of people have told lies and kept it a secret. Mm-hmm. Romantic desires, 61% of people keep their romantic desires a secret. 58% of people that took this survey keep sex and who they've had it with or bits and pieces about it a secret. And finances is a big one. I think that's Rod on a air enough. There's a Cuiga Hocht von Gay the Reach.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tom would have ruined the fuishin in air enough, Will.
Do you know what's a great saying? And they say it all the time in Clare. Say nothing and keep saying it.
Yeah.
And it's fucking brilliant.
Say nothing and keep saying it.
Say nothing and keep saying it. I just think that's... And what's the other one? Believe half of what you see and none of what you hear.
Very good. Mm. Half of what you see and none of what you hear.
But so true. Like, everything is... And it's all perspective. You know, your reality is a construct. You know, you build it yourself. We're all experiencing different things. So we interpret secrets differently. None of us claim to be great secret keepers. But I do have a very funny story about... one time, a while ago, was really upset about a secret that I had. And I was like, had to let it out. And I was with Louise. And I was like, okay, Louise, I have to tell you something you can't tell anybody. And I was like, getting visibly upset. And poor Louise was getting really stressed then, because she was like, no, wait, don't tell me. If it's a really important secret, don't tell me. But it wasn't that important a secret in hindsight. But it was just very, I just thought your reaction was hilarious, because it was actually quite a noble thing to also be like, hang on a minute now. Because maybe I'm not the right one to trust with this.
Yeah, so I think, like, gals, we haven't figured out how to keep a secret. I don't think anyone truly knows how to keep a secret. I think it's a very human thing to want to communicate and to talk about things. I think it's probably more healthy to not keep secrets, but brahan share the unhoss.
Yeah, and I think you're either born with it or you're not. That's what I'm going to tell myself anyway. Yeah.
You've just gone against everything I said earlier about it being about it being unhealthy to share everything. And
I think, Franche, like, it's like a fine balance, isn't it? I think it's really important to communicate and talk about things.
Yes.
There's certain things that have to be secrets for a reason. And then I think that
Think I'm the best secret keeper of this group.
I think we've established that.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised, because I would have thought that I wasn't great, but now I'm
the level
kind
of secret keeping. The bar is so low for secret keeping.
I'm a little bit smug of myself here.
Best
of a bad
bunch. Best of a bad bunch.
Yeah, there you go. It's not much of a constellation. Oh. But anyway, look, I'm going to take that win anyway.
Well, gals, Sullagrig Gnomewood, and to our little Glushan Shachtana, can we just have a little bit more hype for the fact that we're doing a show, Bio, and that is no longer Runda?
Well, can I just say, I was also really bad at keeping that secret, and I've told like 5 people.
Oh, really?
Who have you told?
I'm not telling you, they'll give it out to me.
No, in fairness, we have kind of told a lot of people ourselves as well.
Okay, grand. Okay, yeah. I may really give me a drip load cushion.
No.
August now thought it's a good. And actually, because tickets are now going on sale this Friday and we're still in the development process, obviously there's lots of the show bio that we have regular dull, but suggestions, like, please get in touch, slide into the old DMs, send us an email. Our email is in our bio.
And let us
And let us know what tattoo tacht. It's our shul, our unnailadami abroad, isn't it?
Untochtula.
Jesus, my dates are desperate. Okay. So it's going on sale on the 8th. And
no.
Oh, God.
It's going on sale on the 9th of February. And it'll be on the 8th of April. Okay. In Liberty Hall in Malyaha Clia.
Okay. Deadly.
Dress code is bougie bitch.
Okay. There you go. Heard it here first.
Actually, what are we going to wear, girls?
Oh, that's a secret.
Well, do you reckon some Irish designer could design us something really cool out of Kerrygold wrappers?
There you go. We'll have to get onto what's that?
We could slide into them.
The couture fashion.
Sustainable Shiva. Yeah. We'll only wear wrappers of Kerry Bull.
They could be bet onto us. We'll just slip into them.
And there you go. Slip and slide.
Yeah.
Gaz, do we have a glúisín seachtaine?
Okay, I feel like secret can kind of be a bit of a dirty word, asparely, but Oscailge, it's a little term, a canna, like a rune, Agus rune. Yeah, a rune, is like the secret of my heart.
Yeah, it's a term of endearment, Oscailge.
Yeah, it is. So it's a nice little, so it's a little positive. It's really Gaelic to keep a secret, and I am the best secret keeper.
Okay, so Tom can go fuck a curl ash. Chova is empathy. Agus beidhir in love, Kena, or on the other hand, who knows, is true after pity.
Go hauling. August, now I'm going to go tell all your secrets.
No, okay. Well, you know, okay.
Set your alarms there quick. Open your phones.
Okay.
Oh. Friday, 10 o'clock. Tickets go on sale. How to go out. Biggie Lena Corda, Achtan Chachtan Shaw. That's it from us.
Gurmina Magwiv.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, we're Tussa, Igiri Nismo, How to Gael, Idahail. Well, ta dan urta going deep.
Yes, Tom Whit Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nismo Gwelge, August Nismo Glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form, and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Tour Talk York Star Bud Crayla.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.